Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey everybody, this week has been a blow for the cancer community. For those of you who know the amazing Black Panther King, Chadwick Boseman, he was 43 years old and passed from colon cancer. And it's rocked the world, right? Because he had a private battle and not a lot of people knew that he was dealing with this illness. But as I've researched into him and what an incredible, amazing person he is, I watched his university speech on a graduation. Have you seen that? I shared it on some of my social media because it is life-changing. And as I've marinated with, dang, what do I want to share with you guys this week? Because each week I feel it's a blessing and a neat opportunity, but a sacred one to be able to, you guys give me minutes in your homes and lives and cars that what can I pass on? What can I share to you? And I just had this overwhelming feeling that I wanted to read just an excerpt of what he said in a graduation speech. And so starting out with a quotation from him, and it says, "Sometimes you need to feel the pain and the sting of defeat to activate the real passion and purpose that God predestined inside of you. God says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Graduating class, hear me well on this day. This day when you have reached the hilltop and you are deciding on next jobs, next steps, careers, further education, you would rather find purpose than a job or a career. Purpose crosses disciplines. Purpose is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet at this particular time in history. Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember, the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose. When God has something for you, it doesn't matter who stands against it. God will move someone that's holding you back away from the door and put someone there who will open it for you if it's meant for you. I don't know what your future is, but if you are willing to take the harder way, the more complicated one, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory, then you will not regret it." End quote. That just sums up life to everybody, right? What is our purpose? Why are we here? And I thought, I know my purpose. My purpose in life, other than being the best mom that I can and supporting my children in the best ways I can for their whole entire lives, like a sucker fish that won't leave them alone, whether they like it or not. My other purpose in my life is to share how to have hope when life's hard. Is to share what gets me through, is to share how I've learned and grown from the challenges of caretaking for a spouse with cancer, losing a spouse, remarrying, a tumultuous relationship, divorce, and then here I am as a single mom now. You know, everything that I've learned, I wouldn't regret it. I don't take it back. I am who I am because of the experiences I've been through, and they help define my purpose. What is my purpose? To help share, help inspire others, and to help those that are down see, no matter how hard it gets, you can make it through, because I have. And that's my purpose. That's what I want to do with my life. And I know deep down in every part of me, that's what God put me here on earth to do. What is your purpose? If you know your purpose, awesome. Make a vision board, write down goals, work towards fulfilling your measure of creation, what you were here on this earth to do, that only you can do. Isn't that amazing that God put us on earth for an assignment that is unique to us? Because we are all unique. We are all one of one. And what is your purpose? If you don't know what your purpose is, in Matthew 7:7, it said, "Ask and ye shall receive. Knock and it shall be open unto you." If you don't know what that purpose of yours is yet, that's okay. Go to God. Marinate on the scriptures. Read the good word. Do the exploration that you need to do to find out what your purpose is. And if your purpose in life has anything to do with benefiting and helping others, that's why we're here on earth. And I believe everybody's purpose has something to do with helping others in some aspect, in some realm, in business, in personal, whatever that is. And I know sometimes it's easy to get down and think, gosh, that is too big. That dream is too big. I can't do that. That's too much. But nothing is too much. If that's your purpose and God put that in your heart, just like Chadwick said, whatever's standing in your way will be moved. If God is on your side, you can't fail. And that throughout my life has woven so much hope and peace through all the hard that I know that God's on my side. And no matter what happens, he's on your side too if you choose to invite him, if you choose to let him in. And he is the creator of the universe. And in Colossians 1:16, it says, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. All powers, dominions, principalities, all things were created by him and for him." So nothing is too big for God. Nothing that you order on the menu of purpose, if it's meant to be yours, it can happen. It can be accomplished. Can you imagine Moses when he got to the Red Sea? And God was like, "Okay, now you're going to walk across that on dry ground." Hello? Are you serious? How in the world? That is literally impossible. And I know so many times in our lives, do we look at our challenges and think, this is literally impossible. There is no way I could do this. So many times I've reflected back on the hard times that I've been through. And it's like, how did I do that? How in the world? And people asked all the time, "I don't know how you do what you do." And it's not me. And just like Moses, he didn't part the Red Sea. God parted the Red Sea. And just like Chadwick says, no matter what is in your way, if it is your purpose, if it is what God has put you here to do, you will persevere. You will prevail because God is on your side. Nothing is too big for God. If he created the worlds, and he put a purpose in your heart, he will make a way that you can accomplish what you believe in, what you dream in, what ignites you. And I get it. It's hard to have the energy and the consistency to go after what you want. But we've got to. We've got to, because we're made and we're put here on earth for a purpose. And what is your purpose? And I also wanted to do a shout out for us being moms. For those of you who are listening who have a lot on your plate and you're like, yeah, that's my purpose. But I'm so overwhelmed with all the other things on my list that I just can't get to that right now. Don't feel guilty, because God said in Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Mark it down as, hey, I know what my purpose is, but this isn't the season for it yet. If you stick close to God, he will let you know when it's your season. He will let you know when it's your time. It's really easy with all the things loaded on our list to get lost in what's good, what's better, what's best. And how will we navigate that? But with God on our side, with prayer, with meditation, we will know the next step we need to take. God will let us know in that very moment when we need to part that Red Sea, and he'll be there with us. And don't get discouraged. If you do have so much on your list that you can't get to your purpose right now, reevaluate your list. Go through that prayerfully, pondering, what can you take out? What can you add in? And right now, if it's not your season, let the guilt go. That's okay too. Being a mom is hard. Being a caretaker is hard. There are so many things in our lives that there's a season to, And if you're in the diaper changing and the boogers and the school and the lunches and laundry, and, you know, if you're drowning in all your other purposes and obligations that you have, know and take comfort and peace that there's a season for everything. And if you're in this season of hard right now, if you're in the season that you can't get wholeheartedly to that purpose yet, that's okay. Be gentle on yourself. But put it in your thoughts, put it in your goals. And this week, as we continue on, think about your purpose. Think about why we're here, and think about how amazing it is to know what that purpose is. And keep that in your heart and in your mind. And let's help others. Let's inspire others. Let's use our lives and our gifts and our talents to help motivate others and give them purpose and give them reason to believe in miracles. Give them a reason to believe that heaven has everything to do with it. And when God is on our side, nothing can stop us. And I love you guys. And I leave that with you guys this week, that let's find our purpose. Let's work on our purpose. And with God, all things are possible.